What is the situation on the ground right now?
Well, as you can imagine, the situation on the ground is terrible, and it is currently estimated that over 9.5 million people were affected in 9 regions across the Philippines. For the moment, there are unfortunately reports of over 10,000 fatalities, but this is only coming from a report from limited areas. So we are afraid that these numbers may increase in the coming days.
What is the damage to agriculture, fisheries, and livestock?
Well, Typhoon Haiyan has had a devastating impact on rural livelihoods, and particularly for farmers and fishers. Actually, the typhoon struck at a devastating time for farmers. It indeed struck during the crucial rice planting seasons. Hundreds of thousands of hectares of rice and other important crops have been impacted. Provisional estimates that we received from the Department of Agriculture from 3 out of the 9 affected regions indicate that at least 530,000 hectares of crops, essentially rice and coconuts, have sustained significant damages. The storm surge has also wiped out several fishing communities and destroyed boats and gear, leaving many fishers with no means of livelihood.
What is FAO's immediate response?
Well, FAO has immediately activated its emergency response procedures. We have been working extensively over the last 2 days with our team on the ground, the FAO country office in Manila, as well as with our colleagues from the regional office in Bangkok. And we have immediately made a number of decisions in terms of deployment of staff to deliver the assistance that is so needed by the farmers and fishers who have been affected by these terrible disasters. FAO has also made available some financial resources to the tune of 1.2 to 1.5 million as an immediate response in order to not only beef up our capacities on the ground, but more importantly, to procure seeds, fertilizers, and other critically needed inputs.
What will FAO's long-term support include?
In the context of the new strategic framework, FAO has an agenda on resilience, and as part of that, one of the pillars is the response part. While we are now at the response stage, we will be deploying a number of assessment missions in the coming days and weeks to assess in detail the situation and, as we say, help the government build back better, both in terms of the fishing communities, livestock producers, and farmers in their field. The situation in the Philippines clearly shows that despite all extremely commendable efforts being made by the authorities, by the government of the Philippines on their own, in terms of disaster risk reduction, in terms of preparing for that sort of situation, when we are faced with such a massive event, we still have to respond. And this is when the solidarity of the international community is so critical.